WVIK Riverways, essays about our waterways and our connection to them.
Chemical Trespassing, I'm Greta Solbrig. The Midwest, while often known for large-scale forms of agriculture, is home to many independent farmers, gardeners, and pollinator enthusiasts. Both forms of land stewardship are valuable and have long coexisted. In recent decades, however, this dynamic has been upset by what is called chemical trespassing. Chemical trespassing occurs when an area of land is involuntarily exposed to chemicals, often pesticides, used in surrounding areas. These chemicals can have adverse effects on both land and community health. Further, many individuals have been affected in areas dedicated to public recreation and private property. Local farmers are some of the most impacted, especially those who are rendered unable to sell their produce as organic or use their crops at all. Citizens are fighting back against this growing phenomenon, and companies are searching for solutions. John Deere has invested more in agritech in the past few years, debuting its See and Spray technology, which allows crop spraying to occur more directly. The machine can identify and target weeds rather than coating a crop in its entirety. The same has been done recently with agricultural drones, which hover low to the ground, distributing chemical treatments more directly with reduced waste spread by wind. Nonprofit groups such as Beyond Pesticides are turning to the EPA for action, suggesting that they need to eliminate non-target chemical trespass. Action platforms like the Community Environmental Legal Defense Fund criticize the regulations currently in place, stating that the EPA protections are inadequate and do not consider the human health issues that result from long-term exposure to corporation-produced chemicals. As this problem continues to grow, public voice will be paramount to directing legislators to act, whether that be through mitigation strategies, such as larger buffer zones, or bans on certain chemical agents altogether. Regardless, it is likely that the agritech industry will continue to grow, as will public frustration about this environmental and public health concern.
Riverway Stories is a collaboration between River Action and WVIK, sponsored by the Singh Family Charitable Giving Fund, promoting a diverse natural ecology through education and conservation.